It was just surreal. Daryl was sat in an ambulance with his cheek hanging open. He was bandaged around his head and his neck. And one of the paramedics, who I actually know, had indicated to me that it was quite serious.
Daryl Stevens underwent life-saving surgery after being stabbed with a broken bottle in April. He was with friends outside shops in Hartlepool when 18-year-old Cameron Ross stabbed him 3 times in the face and neck in an unprovoked attack. Ross admitted attacking the teenager and was given 3 years in prison. But Daryl's mother, Jackie Stevens, says the punishment was too lenient.
Daryl was in the wrong place at the wrong time, but it could have been anybody. The next person might not be so lucky. For him to have been given a 3-year sentence only to serve 18 months, and he was sentenced at the low end of the scale, you know, that's, you know, for somebody that's, you know, lashed out by accident, you know, it was a quick reflex action and I didn't mean to do it. He stabbed Daryl 3 times. That wasn't just once. That wasn't the lowest end of the scale. And the fact that he had previous, you know, so he's done it before.
Jackie contacted her local MP, Labour's Ian Wright, and last night he raised the issue in the Commons.
Mrs Stevens has felt let down at every stage of the judicial process. I suspect, given the lightness of the sentence in her view, nothing would comfort her regarding her wish to see justice being done, and I think that that's thoroughly understandable. But I do suggest that by involving her and promoting an open dialogue in terms of what was decided, the case might not have escalated to this stage.
When you've got what is a very violent attack from somebody who had breached the conditions of licence before with a similarly violent attack, that should have been at the very heart of any consideration that has been made.
But Solicitor General, Conservative MP Edward Garnier, says he's satisfied justice was done.
I have to be persuaded that the sentence was unduly lenient, and I underline the word unduly. In this case, the sentence fell squarely within a proper application of the guidelines, and for that reason, I did not refer it to the Court of Appeal.
I received a letter from Edward Garnier, which I actually found so insulting and patronising, because he'd, and I'll read it from the letter. I was very sorry to learn of the vicious attack on your son and the injuries that Cameron Ross inflicted upon him. I sincerely hope that Daryl will make a full recovery. The hours you spent in hospital waiting for news must have been dreadful, but I'm sure the trauma of that terrible experience will fade in time. That'll never fade in time. I would like to speak and ask him, as a parent, not as a member of parliament, would he have found that adequate? For somebody to say, well, it's all right, but, you know, you'll get over it. Because that's what he's saying. You don't get over it. Daryl's never going to get over it. Every day he looks in the mirror, he's going to see it.
Now Jackie wants tougher sentences for violent criminals and says victims like her and her son Daryl deserve more rights.
He knew what he was doing, you know, and he's in a young offender's probably playing in a PlayStation every day. Sentencing, it needs to be looked at, especially for violence, any violence.